This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! Is it okay if I go yo? No? Is that dated, Chris?
No, I like it.
You promise? I don't sound like some like DJ from the 90s. Yo! It's the fun show. Get your day started and get ready to go with your DJ Joe. No?
We got a ticket giveaway coming at 8:49.
Ooh, we got a ticket giveaway at 9:49. So get your fingers ready and those numbers in your brain. It's going to be insane. Do they still have that DJ?
I think that DJ is definitely at strip clubs right now.
He's also at comedy clubs.
Yes.
I don't know what. God bless the comedy clubs, but every now and then we'll get that one guy that works sound that, come on, y'all can do better than that. Let him hear you. He's back there, you know, getting ready to make you guys have a good time.
They always like to say a hall right.
All right now.
All right now. It's like there's an H in all right.
All right now.
Get your singles ready for these jokes.
Get your.
Make sure to go ahead and tip out your weights now.
Yeah. Get those singles ready for your waitstaff. That's funny. That was good. Dude, we were in San Jose, bro. We were all in San Jose, but you didn't come and see us.
I was right down the road, man.
What happened?
Man, Warriors game. Game three, man.
Game three. But
a 41-point blowout, by the way.
No.
Which...
Now, I know it's your team. Well, it's not your team. It's your daughter's team, which indirectly makes it your team.
Right.
Because then you would be a sucky dad.
Of course.
So, and then here's what I hate about girls that like sports teams. Even though AJ is a premium basketball player, college basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basketball on another level. Plus, she comes from basketball balls. She came from your balls made her.
That's a weird weird imagery. But
well, okay. I mean, think about it. Your balls have the basketball genes. It skipped with Andre, little Andre. But the producer side came out of you that day.
That's the left testicle.
The left testicle made...
The creative. That's the creative testicle.
The creative the creative juices were in your left testicle, and that went to Dre.
Yes.
Little Dre, who I wish they would make a little doll out of. I think they should make a little doll out of little Dre. That would sell like hotcakes. Yeah. I love that kid. And then... The athletic balls, which is the right ball.
Right side, yeah. Testicle.
Which is purely athletic talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that went to AJ.
Yeah.
So, respectfully, she's allowed to be a basketball fanatic because it's in her blood.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I don't like, she still picks her teams by good-looking guys. And I get offended. I'm offended by that. Don't judge that team solely based on the looks of one man. That's not cool.
It's a little sexist, actually.
Well, that's what she does. It's sexist.
It's a lot sexist.
Your daughter is sexist.
Yeah.
He is good. He is a good basketball player. I don't need to know how good looking he is.
I think she learned to appreciate the talents later.
Later. Way later.
But it definitely started with the looks because he was injured for the first 2 years. So...
Yeah, and she thought he was still good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's riding the bench, and she's still bragging about what he did on the bench. Yeah, the Warriors won. You should have seen the suit Steph was wearing. I think that's the reason why they won. No one can wear beige suits like Steph Curry.
Right.
Dude, you remember those suits they used to wear in the 90s?
Oh, God.
Okay, let me say something about these suits in the 90s. I think it all started with Deion Sanders. He was the king. Ugh. I think Deion Sanders was the original OG OG. You know, red suits with like red gaiters.
Or the pinstripes and the
massive pinstripes, the wide pinstripes, not even the close together ones. Yeah. Like one pinstripe every 2 inches.
Like he never wore human clothes.
Those weren't even movie set clothes. Those were literally cartoon clothes coming to life. All of them wore it, man. Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
All the top-notch players were dressed like that.
And when I look back at the footage, I'm wondering, did they get those suits tailored?
All of those were tailored. None of those were off the rack. Are you kidding me?
Who sells a
multi-paneled teal suit?
But look how bad they
cross colors. Cross colors.
Look how not fitted they were, though.
They were awful. Oversized.
So ill-fitted, right?
They look like they came from the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. These massive men. They're massive on TV.
Yeah.
Like their suits were too big?
Are you kidding me?
So it was like zoot
Charles
suits.
Barkley would wear the Beyond Zoot suit. Barkley would wear, first of all, Barkley is the biggest man alive. You know what I mean? Like they're all big. Yeah. But just Charles looks big.
Right. Shoot. Yeah.
Even when he was in shape, he looked out of shape.
Right.
You can't tell from looking at him on TV that he's that huge because he's always around huge people.
He's even bigger now.
And he has that soft voice.
He's always next to Shaq. So
that doesn't matter. He still makes Shaq look small. And Shaq is the biggest man alive. 7'1", 400 pounds. Are you kidding me? And Charles is dwarfing him? Chase, do your Charles. This is funny. He just discovered he could do Charles. Go.
Man, if you want to know something about basketball, you want to play real basketball, this is what you got to do, okay? You got to dribble the ball down the court, and that's how you play real basketball.
That was good, huh?
That was nice.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. Actually, that was a lot more articulate than Charles.
Oh, it's a lot of soft words, but here's the words. It's a real soft.
Now, there you go.
Got it. Thank you. Now I know how to do it. Thank you,
yeah,
Joe.
Like his tongue is heavy. Charles always sounds like he has a mouthful of something. What were we talking about? So the zoot suits, right?
Yeah.
And they would rock these outfits, man. And right. it was Kenny Smith was notorious too.
Yeah.
Kenny used to rock those too.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is the minute, I think his name was Carl Sager, the sports announcer.
Yeah, yeah.
The minute he started wearing it, they stopped wearing it,
right.
The basketball players.
Yeah.
Because I think they finally realized, holy shit, we look stupid.
We look like we're in a circus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Carl kept wearing it.
Yeah.
And then
he went way, way out with this.
He was still wearing the same things they were. That there's no way, no one went way out. No one did. He probably has all of Deion's old suits.
Was this like before Dumb and Dumber? Like, were they trying to do like Dumb and Dumber suits?
Bro, look at that. Look at this. Look at this.
Wow.
Those are all. See, that's Carl Sager, though, man.
Yeah.
You got to pull up some old Deion Sanders. If you guys want to type it in Google, Carl Sager. But a lot of people should, not only is he a great post-game rap guy.
Yeah.
Man, he is the reason why he put those suits to rest. He laid them to rest, and he should be awarded for that. He should get a plaque. The reason why NBA players stopped dressing like they were on the set of, what was a movie with zoot suits? I can't even think of something.
Like an old
Malcolm X had in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, with the big hats and Spike Lee.
Yep. Detroit Red.
Allen Iverson.
Hey, that's a trick question. Who's Detroit Red?
Malcolm X.
Damn. I think.
You kind of led me to that.
Yeah, I led you to the answer.
Yeah.
He didn't know for sure. What is that? You're pulling up the wrong. Loxamana.
Said Deion Sanders.
Yeah, but not now. Like Deion Sanders and then say, and then write like crazy suits.
He said not now. That definitely.
But that's still awful. That looked like a sleeping bag with really nice shoes on.
I hope that's not now. Allen Iverson kind of changed that game too, though.
Yeah, well,
because he came in and was like, "I'm not wearing."
But then he started dressing like a like he was from the streets, like he was a rapper.
Well, I think that's how he dressed.
Yeah, he was dressing like he's idolizing the rappers.
No, I think that's how he dressed, though.
Yeah, but it has a lot to do with his influences were rappers. He was dressed
the other way around.
Hell no. You think rappers were dressing like Allen Iverson?
I think rappers
were dressing. Hell no, Dre. You're wrong again.
Hold on. Rappers were dressing
like. We will fight all day, Dre.
Rappers were dressing like dudes from the street. It doesn't go the other way around.
No, you're way wrong here. You're talking about a. How? You're talking. Because he went to Georgetown, bro. He went to Georgetown.
What does that mean?
He went to Georgetown and he was influenced. He went when he was like 17.
He's from Virginia.
And
he's from the streets of Virginia.
His influences were Snoop Dogg.
No, we're not going to agree on this.
But can you at least click the red one? Click the red one.
The green one is pretty.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. But that's still like older. I can find some that just. He's got a mustard one with. Anyways. Carl Sager put an end to that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Did you like that era of basketball? I feel like that's the era that kind of. Like, I loved Allen. Uh-huh. I thought Allen was amazing. Never won a championship, though. But still one of the greatest point guards of all time.
Absolutely.
But. That era was that whole.
The cornrows and the.
Cornrows and that, the attitude. The it was. Problem, it went from like the respect of the game, respect of authority. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Shaq respected and you know, his authority mm-hmm. and made him a great player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it was Pat Riley or if it was Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The man was.
I think it was. It
they
was
don't a, have that anymore.
I think it was well, a, they different, don't. A different generation of kids that came in the league. So, like, you go from the Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
My mouth is watering.
Vernon Maxwell.
Yes.
Nice call, man.
Yo, that team was hot, bro.
Yeah.
That Houston team, I can name a lot of players on that team.
Who, by the way, did not respect authority. But,
yeah, he didn't respect authority.
Yeah.
But I get you.
But
point.
I like him.
But it was a different ball game then.
It was a different era.
That era right there, Vernon Maxwell and all that, those were called dogs, man.
But then
they came in to punch people and knock people down. That's when it was a contact sport.
Yeah.
Not this Ole bullshit they're playing now.
Oh, yeah.
What's Ole?
It's Ole. They just fucking Ole. Just
let you can't touch anybody.
Right by. You can't even touch anybody, man.
The rules are different now because you used to be able to hand check.
These fools used to drive elbows into cats' hips, man. They can't do that anymore.
Now you can't even touch the offensive player.
It's like LeBron. Yeah, as great as LeBron is, but there's a reason why the fool is hitting triple double. You heard him say it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've been saying this for years now. We've been saying that. Like, you watch a. That's why everyone like understands why Michael was so good, because when New York was battling the Chicago, man, those were wars, bro.
Yeah.
Wars where they were grabbing each other, throwing them. They had those Jordan rules where they were like, he ain't coming into the basket. We're going to sacrifice every player.
Yeah, he's going to get an
grab
elbow.
Him by the neck.
He's going to get
don't let him
clothesline
him. They
damn.
And that fool was still scoring. I love the one where Patrick Ewing is falling down, and on the way down, he grabs Michael's jersey to take him down. Because Michael went for the dunk on him, and Pat's like, fuck that, we're both going down. And he grabbed his jersey, and they were falling down, and that fool still made that shot. And the intensity on Michael's face, it's still iconic. That's like one of the most iconic. It's one of the most iconic. Like, that is basketball at its truest definition.
Right.
The look on Michael's face was like, man, fuck this game.
How did they not put that on a t-shirt yet?
Bro,
Nike?
Am I right, though? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Where he just looks at Patrick's face, and you could just see it. Like, you're not going to stop me, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. It's pretty – that's when basketball was good, bro. They changed the game, bro.
I think Jordan would average 40 a game in this league now.
Yeah, his
I mean, because – now you can't impede the progress of the offensive player.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost impossible.
Yeah. And then on top of him being offensive, just truly great.
Yeah.
Like, he was just blessed. You know, he's kind of like how Steph is right now. He's just truly blessed.
Right.
Like, there's something in his hands that God gave him.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't even think that dude knows what the fuck he's doing. Sometimes he shoots and runs towards the other side like, oh, yeah, it'll go in.
Here's the question. Would he have survived in that league, though? In that era of the league?
I think so.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. The offense would have been set up differently. He wouldn't be driving like he does.
Right.
He would literally be a Steve Kerr.
He'd be a shooter.
Uh-huh. He would strictly be a shooter.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Because he would be their handicap if he walked on the floor. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Tiny. He's tiny.
Yeah.
Those cats in that position would be destroying back then.
Right. Right.
But you know who played good basketball? Chase. You got to see this guy. The dancing that he does. You know what he said to me? You know what he said to me, Chris? Want to know what he said to me? We're on the court.
What?
I just want to learn that one dribble where it goes between the legs. and then he shot the ball between his legs and it flew across the court. You know what you remind me of? The Office when they all were picking basketball players, mm-hmm. and then Steve Carell picked the black guy, and then he started playing. And he goes, "What are you doing? Why are you playing like this?
I remember that.
What happened?"
Did you get that a lot?
Everybody wanted me to play sports, but I was like, "Nah, I play NBA Jam strictly."
This is what I love about Chase DeRusso. One, his name is not intimidating at all. Two, look at the smile. Even when he's mad, he's got that smile. He's got a charm about him. But I'm telling you, you cross this guy. There's no middle ground.
Switch.
I seen this dude snap on stage three times already, and it's quite frightening, man. It's quite frightening. He puts a little street in there.
I can't imagine.
There, a little bit of his old mama is in there. A little bit of Louisiana comes out. Little devil squirts out of his asshole. It's crazy. I'm not even joking.
What does it take to get that out of him?
What does it take, Chase?
One of the things I'm working on is I'm trying to access my heart. And your heart is whatever you're feeling at the time is just to let it out, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So any opportunity that I have, if I feel something, I want to start, you know, taking it in there.
That's a healthy approach to life,
right?
Chase.
Because by me, thank you.
No, that wasn't a compliment. That wasn't a compliment.
You're gonna get yourself killed for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean,
you're gonna get shot. It's good.
I get what you're saying. But I've been.
There's one thing accessing, and then there's another thing going to like the emergency vault with all the weapons. like, what are you accessing? You got these lasers just being drilled into these. I think it was two ladies and one guy. You just decapitated during the show.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, oh shit, Chase. Like, he was mad, Dre.
Were they heckling?
Bro, you want me to do it word for word? Or no, we shouldn't do word for word? Yeah, word for word. Shut the fuck up, lady! Shut the fuck up!
No way.
Swear. And I was like, oh,
what?
Chase? Are we good? Are we good? Fuck! And then wait a beat, and he'll go like this. Where was I? Back to Chase DeRusso. So
funny. I shut him up, though.
Yeah.
I imagine so.
I said, this entire entity, we're all an entity. We're all an organism right now. And you're the tumor. Shut up.
He said that. It was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. I was like, he needs to write that down and always say that. He said that to this one lady. He called her a tumor.
So were they just chattering during your set?
No, chattering.
But talking loud and disruptive and just being obnoxious. Yeah. And you know what I hate about those kind of people, Dre? Maybe you can break it down, the psychology for Chase and I, because we don't get it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can. But what is it about a person that does that and then they get in trouble for it? And then they get taken out. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, you're being like, how do you not know the difference from him joking and being serious?
Yeah.
like, he doesn't just, he didn't lash that out the first time. He gave a couple, you know, preliminary warnings, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was a couple like, hey, can you keep it down? Like, you're going to get in trouble. Just keep it down. And then finally, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, I mean, any human knows, okay, I fucked up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what happens when they get taken out and they're having a full-on argument with security, wanting to call the police and all, and we're going to sue? Like, what is that? What is it that they're doing there? Because how do you not – or then they'll tweet me – oops, sorry. Then they'll tweet me and say something like, I can't believe I got kicked out for laughing. It's like, bitch, no one – if that was the case, then the whole theater right. would have been kicked out.
Right.
Obviously, you did something wrong, so why aren't you identifying it?
I think over the years, I've been to a lot of your shows, and I think people – they believe they're a part of the show.
Yeah.
They think they're a part of the actual
show.
Like
show.
They think you're just talking to them and nobody else.
Well, that and they think like you're – okay, so let's say they're being a little chatty and you kind of you poke at them a little bit.
Yeah.
They think that now there's this interaction between – that. You know what I mean? Like they think they're a part of your show now.
Oh.
And so now it keeps
so
going.
So they think that is a show.
They think that's a show in itself.
Fucking weird, man.
You know what I mean? Like that,
no, I know exactly what you mean because –
that's what I think.
There was one lady that the whole goddamn show – I didn't want to kick her out because I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want – the staff should be on that, you know? At the end of the show, she tells me – like, I know they fill these goddamn waters to the brim. I don't understand. They don't give you any,
I don't know
like
how they do that.
They amazing. Don't give you these bottled water companies fill the fucking water to the absolute top where they don't even give you sipping chance. You got to literally go down like you're giving the bottle a blowjob and then lean back and pour it into your mouth. I don't get it.
I swear to God, I would not have missed that little milliliter of water.
Yeah, I mean, no one would have. Anywho, she comes up to me at the end of the show, Dre, and she goes, I was the one that kept saying sa ba 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 ba. Like, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah.
And she goes, "You're welcome." By the way, I'm like, are you a fucking idiot?
Okay,
I hate you.
But what did you actually say?
I just, you know, the oh, okay.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You want a shirt? Here, let me sign your shirt. It's fucking beautiful.
Weird though.
Yeah. No, they she thought she was. She
but
thought
is
she,
that is
she
that,
thought she enhanced your show.
But is that behavior? In life?
Yes.
It's in life?
Yes.
So that same person that's in the theater with us, when she goes to her day job, she's also oblivious?
Absolutely.
How, though? How do you not have that? How do you not know that you're disruptive and your behavior is wrong? How do you not know that? Are you turning off something internally? Like you just have this switch where you just you're pretending
maybe
you
they
don't know.
Have, maybe they don't have it.
That's bizarre to me. That is so bizarre to me.
I think they surround themselves with people that support their theory that the world revolves around them.
Hmm. So they're always like, but okay.
Look at the phenomenon of trolling. The trolling phenomenon, right?
Okay.
Like that behavior is dysfunctional,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's rewarded on the internet. You're rewarded for being a troll on the internet, right?
Ooh.
So then people start trolling in real life. They become these obnoxious assholes in real life, and they don't think anything's wrong with it.
That's so weird. That's so weird to me. I don't get it.
It's like if we got we were in a debate, for example,
okay.
right? And I, it's almost a, I know you are, but what am I?
Mm.
It's almost that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are, but you're trying to have an intelligent conversation with me.
Yeah,
and that's my reply for the next 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
yeah. Which I've had.
And then I think I'm winning.
Yeah.
By doing that because I'm going look how much I'm getting under his skin.
Ooh, I get what you're saying. What yeah. I'm saying is the person that I'm trying to have an intelligent argument,
mm-hmm.
but the other person is so defensive and probably just knows that they're not right. But they're constantly saying,
your frustration would be my win.
Yeah, they get off. They get it.
Yeah.
They get off on that.
Yeah.
Even though they know they're wrong, they would rather just bury this mm-hmm. argument by saying, nope,
mm-hmm.
nope, nope, you're dumb, you're dumb,
exactly.
You're dumb.
Exactly.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, there's this Mark Twain quote. It says, never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you down with experience. They're dumber than you.
Mark Twain was rapping. Yeah.
The original comedian.
Yo, that was a Biggie Smalls lyric. That was so dumb. Read that again. That was so good. I want to make a shirt.
It says, never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
Baby, baby. Oh. After every sentence, you should have said, oh. Yo, that is so true. They will beat you with experience. They're experiencing stupidity.
Yeah.
There are people that are masters at that.
Yeah. Is it that they... Okay. When you do something awkward or, when you know you're doing something wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing where I can literally feel hairs on the back of my neck just crawl up, and I can feel beads of sweat come off the top of my head. You know when I'm lying, man.
My body temperature goes up.
Yeah, bro.
I get so, and to
try and stay in that lie is fucking impossible. That's why you hear me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something and then I'll go, and I'm probably lying.
Yeah.
I always do it because I'll get a little bit of information and I'll expand it and then I'll embellish and put some other fucking additives in there. And then finally at the end I'll go, and I'm probably lying.
That's kind of different though. That's fun.
I know, but what I'm saying is I just don't have it, man.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I'm a liar. Like, I think we all lie.
Right.
I'm just saying I have that gene that will fucking set off. The
out.
Cop will catch me. Are there people that don't have? Do you not have it, Caitlin?
Well, what happens to me is my face gets really red.
You're that
guy. I
can
feel my face getting really
burning,
red.
Right?
Yeah,
bro.
It gets really hot, and I can feel myself getting like a tomato.
Yeah, see? they don't have it. How about you, Chris?
Same as Kaelin.
Really?
I feel the heat.
Yeah, man. It's hard.
So I've always heard, the tells, like, you know, the physiological tells of lying. So one of them is you look to the left or whatever.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Which I do.
No, but I have so much, I have a problem because I'm trying to control my eyeballs the whole time.
Don't look to the left.
The whole time I'm trying to keep a lie, I'm like trying to control my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do they say that about the left side? It's the left side of the brain? Is that what it is?
You're looking for the creative part of your brain to come up to the,
Wow.
It's like one side of your brain is memory and the other side is the creativity.
And so that's what it's looking for.
So if your eyes go one way, it means creative versus actually trying to remember something properly.
Yep.
So did you hear that, everyone at work? You talking to that person that keeps looking to the left? Leave that bitch. That bitch is a liar.
And if you must lie, just channel it from your left testicle.
Ooh, I like that.
The creative testicle.
Yeah, the creative testicle. That's where Dre's
we
from. No, I know. You don't have to explain a callback to me. I'm a master at it. You're taking my course, motherfucker. Bro, that's crazy that no one has that. I mean, not no one, but there's people that don't have that. I don't get it, man. I don't get it, huh, Chase? Can you even understand that human?
The
one that you had that fight with in the audience. Can you even understand that person?
No, I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
But that's a learned behavior, right? Like you've been conditioned and done that since a kid, though. You didn't. Mm-hmm. You don't start doing that at 18.
But some people like to be, like you said, the troll. Mm-hmm. Some people do. I think they genuinely like to be the heel. Like when you watch wrestling, the bad guy's always the heel.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they just want to be the heels. Like, yeah, I got kicked out of the comedy club over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's their story.
Just so they can have a story.
That's their tale.
That guy kicked me out of the comedy club. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's so weird.
They want to be able to have a story.
Now with every mention of you ever is going to be that story. And they're always going to have that story.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that asshole.
For two years.
They have a connection to you now.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. That's your story? Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Go get a real story. Go get a real fucking story to brag about.
Yeah.
That's not something to brag about. How much of a fuck up you are. Straighten your shit up. Those are warnings. That's people telling you indirectly, hey, you're fucking up. Stop. It's time to grow up, man. Yeah. What do you go? You catching a yellow bus to school tomorrow? And I don't mean the short one, just the regular one, man. The short one's too good for you. those people are better in life than you are.
For sure.
Like, for real. Not even trying to do a bad joke right now. I'm being serious, man. You're worse than that person because you've been blessed with the gift of life.
Yeah.
The ability to be, what is that kind of thinking?
Critical?
Yeah, critical thinking. Yeah. You've been blessed with it, but you don't know how to use it. Who are you, man? Find your identity.
Somebody doesn't have heart. They don't have heart.
Yeah, you don't have a soul, man. When you touch your pulse, does it feel like ice? When you cut your fingers, do you feel it? Access that shit, man. Be a human. Don't go into general population if you don't know how to act. Stay on the fucking yard. there's a place for people like you. Sag your pants. Let them know who you want.
God damn.
That's deep.
That was.
And the messed up thing about us, and it shouldn't be this way, but those people that suck stand out more than the thousands of people that you entertained over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
look at how awesome those crowds were, awesome and receptive.
San Jose Improv, amazing.
And the people you remember are the three or
the
four
ones
that
stand out the most for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's because we shouldn't think about them so much. We need to start, just let that shit go.
Yeah.
Let that shit just bounce off.
But I can understand how that's difficult because when you're in the moment, you're trying to do a show for a room of, let's say, 300 people.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have three that are ruining it for everybody else. You know what I mean? And so, like, you have to control that. I mean,
we're fighting for the 297 that actually want to have a good time.
Yeah, you can't ignore it because they're ruining. I mean,
399.
My bad.
Okay.
He said three people.
Huh?
He said three people.
Yeah, but your subtraction was 300. Yeah, but my shows were. I mean, I know it was over 400.
I know. He said 300.
I know.
I'm just throwing a number out there.
But
300 minus three is 297.
Yeah, but we did the wrong math because that was my audience. My audience was
start a math debate.
We're not arguing semantics here.
But yeah. But
we're talking.